Experts say the rapid shift to remote learning during the pandemic is compounding some existing inequalities among students. That's particularly evident in some of Massachusetts' poorest communities, which also have been hardest hit by the coronavirus. As part of WBUR's partnership with the Spanish-language newspaper El Planeta, reporter Tibi Saisaya visited a family in Lawrence.
Lucero and Jesus miss being at school. They're 5 and 10 years old. They're playing while their mom gets ready for work at a factory in North Andover. Their father has recently been in the hospital with complications from diabetes. Margaret Jesus, the mother, tells her friend she may have to send her kids back to the Dominican Republic so their grandmother can take care of them. And she starts crying. I've never been separated from my kids, she says. Really, they are my life.
Perpendicular lines, and I like to think of perfect.
After breakfast, 10-year-old Jesus is shifting around in his chair in front of a computer in his living room. He's taking his once-a-day, hour-long class. Today, it's math.
The top and bottom, the lines will never intersect.
He likes to raise his hand and participate, but he's already aware of the setback he's experiencing.
I don't learn as much here as I do physically in school, because the lessons take, like, sometimes 30 minutes, sometimes an hour, and in school it's, like, 8 hours.
Jesus is among the 14,000 students in Lawrence Public Schools.
Since we went to remote learning, there has been almost zero progress made because they're not engaging with teachers or content in a meaningful way.
Teresa English teaches history at Lawrence High School. She estimates about a quarter of her students have not been engaged, and there are many reasons. Students have trouble accessing classes online, they often share computers with siblings, and many parents don't speak English.
A large percentage of my students, probably close to half, are working jobs now. Some of them even have second jobs, and school is not their first priority.
Situations like those could lead to the biggest educational setback of the century. That's according to Fernando Reimers, a professor of global education at Harvard and a former member of the State Education Board.
There will be children who will never finish high school because of this. There will be children who will never go to college because of this. There will be people who will have lower paying jobs than they would have had otherwise because of this.
And it's a setback people in Lawrence can't afford. The district has been under state oversight for the past 8 years because of low academic performance, and many worry that all the progress in closing the achievement gap will vanish. It's hard to tell if students are learning right now. There's no state standard to measure student participation in remote learning. Each district is collecting the data in its own way, if at all. Lawrence is among the districts not tracking it. Superintendent Cynthia Perez says it's difficult to understand the full picture.
If we were to say numbers per se, hard numbers, that's very tricky for us because the priority has been engagement across various platforms.
Teachers are using everything from WhatsApp to Facebook Live to reach students. WBUR and El Planeta requested engagement data from the 13 largest districts in Massachusetts. Only 3 provide the numbers. All were incomplete. In Boston Public Schools, 1 in 5 students had not logged into official class last month. In Fall River, the district knows most students are using their computers, but not what students are doing. Fernando Reimers, the Harvard education professor, says that lack of data will make it hard to evaluate the shift to remote education.
Denying that research is like putting blinders, is deciding, I don't want to know. And I don't see how you can navigate yourself through this crisis without a compass.
Back in Lawrence, Margaret Jesus gets her kids ready to visit family in Beverly.
Jesus, ¿estás ready? ¿Dónde está la ropa?
But the kid's father is still in poor health, and Margaret fears he could have a relapse, and that could mean having to send her kids to the Dominican Republic. Officials in Lawrence say the pandemic has already caused many families to leave the city and the country. For 90.9 WBUR and El Planeta, I am Tibisay Sea.